Good day. I'm Andrew A. James Sawyers with JRS Media News for Wednesday, August 16. Coming up, fire at Petrojam contained, CARICA mitigating effects of Brexit on Jamaica, and major road improvement project underway in South Trelawney. The details after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology is reporting that a fire which broke out at the Petrojam oil refinery early this morning has been contained. In a press release from the ministry this morning, Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley said teams from the fire brigade, Petrojam and the security forces successfully brought the blaze under control. The cause of the fire is currently unknown. Dr. Wheatley, who visited the refinery early this morning, stated that investigations into the cause of the blaze will begin shortly. Steps are being taken at the CARICOM level to mitigate the impact of Brexit on Jamaica's economy. Director General of Trade Negotiations at the Caribbean Community Secretariat, Ambassador Gail Matherin, says CARICOM will seek to broker a deal to have existing trade provisions between the United Kingdom, UK and CARICOM, of which Jamaica is a member, maintained even after the UK exit the European Union.
CARICOM has agreed that under the CARIFORUM umbrella, it will seek as a first stage a rollover arrangement with the UK, which would seek to include the existing trade and trade-related cooperation provisions of the existing CARIFORUM EU IPA in order to ensure that there is no interruption in the existing trade once the UK formally leaves the EU.
Noting that the bulk of Jamaica's trade with the EU takes place primarily with the UK, Ambassador Matherin says technical discussions on the rollover agreement are scheduled to begin later this year. Britain is expected to exit the EU, colloquially referred to as Brexit, on March 30, 2019, almost 2 years after its electorate voted in a referendum to do so. The Stettin to Freeman's Hall roadway in southern Trelawney is receiving a major upgrade through an $18 million road improvement project currently being undertaken by the National Works Agency, NWA. Acting Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Janelle Ricketts, says the project involves the rehabilitation of approximately 700 meters of the roadway.
Currently, we are in the early stages of the contract where emphasis is being placed on base formation and the construction of drainage devices, and from here we'll move to asphalting of the drainage improvement and the reshaping and overlay of the road surface using asphaltic concrete.
The project, which got underway in July, is expected to be completed by October 2017. This road improvement project is being executed through the Housing, Opportunity, Prosperity, Employment, Hope Initiative by local contractor MAE Construction. And National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson says the National Security Council will be provided with a 10-day report on activities within areas designated zones of special operations as part of oversight measures for the new crime initiative. The Major General says the report is a requirement under the Zones of Special Operations legislation and will ensure due consideration is given to residents and effective deployment of resources.
This intervention can be lined up in a way to create sustainable change, because that's really what you want in the end.
In the meantime, Major Anderson is urging residents in areas that are designated zones of special operations to fully cooperate with the security forces. The legislation gives the security forces certain essential powers to address serious crimes in designated communities. The law will also facilitate the implementation of key social interventions and crime reduction strategies. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.